Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Wait, who's leading this? Me? Oh, hey, everybody. Oh, we welcome in to the John Boy Media presents the Talking Yanks pregame show. June 20th, game whatever. 70 for the Mariners. 71 for the Mariners. My math is bad.
I think it's 72 for the Yanks.
I am Dan Canobio. He is Joe's McFly. Hey, Joe's.
Hey, Dan.
First time we're doing this together.
First time we do it.
First time, long time.
First time, long
time. We got
time.
BBD here as well.
I was with another Dan last time.
Dan O'Rourke, as my dad calls
Dan O'Rourke.
You know what they said? The Yankees are like, we're not winning games. Let's bring in DC and Joe's McFly.
Yeah, that's it. And you know what? Nothing says, yeah, let's go ahead and just turn things around. Like, let's come back home and face the Mariners.
Tough little.
And have Gerrit Cole on the mound.
Well, that's good. We got Cole on the mound. Tough little six-game stretch here. Sneaky. Mariners are always pesky.
Yes.
And then the Rangers coming in. Don't want to get too ahead. The Yankees literally have to play, like you always say, one inning at a time, one out at a time, one game, 162 series.
Yes, 162 one-game seasons. Win today, play today, win today, go 1-0 today. That's what you got to do. And I have the Marlins lineup right here. Luis Arraez, Jorge Soler.
What?
Oh, sorry.
Talking Marlins? Can you read the Yankees lineup? While you're at it?
Yes. Let's go ahead and read the Yankees lineup. So we have, we got somebody back, which is great. Jake Bauer is leading off. Gleyber Torres batting second. Giancarlo Stanton batting third. I would like to see him homer, please. That would be awesome. Homer draft, maybe?
Oh,
I don't know.
It's coming later.
Don Antonio Rizzo, Josh Donaldson, Harrison Bader back. Billy McKinney. Jose Trevino, Anthony Volpe, all out there for Gerrit Cole.
Interesting lineup. It's pretty much, these lineups don't really shock us anymore. I mean, this is what you got to do when
you
got guys out. You get a non-leadoff guy leading off. You got the bulk of your run producers there, 2-3-4, Donaldson, Bader. Bader back is my what to watch for, my number one what to watch for. Anytime the Yankees can get Hall, they can start to get Hall. Bader's back. He didn't want to come back at Fenway because he wasn't ready. I've never heard that in all of my days, but now he's back and he's ready. Need him in center field.
Need him in center field.
Because the outfield for the last couple while he was out, I mean, they did their best, but it was looking shaky out there. But my number one thing to watch for, Joe's, is the return of Harrison Bader.
That's a good what to watch for. I love that. My number one what to watch for is actually Gerrit Cole. I think, you know, team's in turmoil right now. You just got swept up in Fenway. You're back home again. I think a person has set the tone here with a tougher kind of teams facing. Gerrit Cole, you're getting two stars this week. You're getting one. Well, is he getting two stars? Should be going again on Sunday.
I believe so.
Okay, so if you're getting two starts this week, I'm going to need him to start off the week great. Off day yesterday. Need him to come out and give the Yankees a stellar performance because we're facing Luis Castillo in this series, I think.
That's not good. Tonight we're facing George Kirby, who diced up the Yankees in his previous start against them on May 31st. 8 innings, no runs. Guy's good. He's got a good fastball. But yeah, Cole obviously has done his job this year. He'll give you 6 innings, it seems like. 6-7, 1-run, 2-run. Last outing was interesting. Came out, I would say, a little early, right?
I think it was a little gas, right? I think he came out at like
90 pitches?
Was it 90 or 80 something? 89? I'm not sure, but it was... It felt like the right time to take him out, which was weird. And... I don't know. He just wasn't in the game. Did Yankees win that game that he got taken out of?
No.
Lost a lot of games.
They've done a lot of losing.
It was the Mets, lot of losing. Mets game. They lost.
Oh,
lost,
yes. Cold. It was the Mets game.
They lost. They've been losing.
They've been losing a lot.
Coming off of a tough series in Fenway, the day off. Check out our last episode with Booney. Booney, Jake, and Jimmy.
Yes.
Got a little contentious, maybe. People
they didn't
saying.
Know we were grilling.
I was there.
BBD, you were on there. On the 20th. BBD was in the room. What happened?
Got a little chippy.
As it should. I mean, the Yankees have lost.
If there was a time for it, coming off a 4-L streak, swept in Boston.
Yeah.
The time was now.
The time was now.
Yeah, absolutely. Another thing I'm looking forward to or looking to watch for, Glaber. I'm trying to find the positive shows. I'm a positive guy. They call me optimistic.
It's fine. It's fine to do positives when it's nothing but negative.
It's hard. Yeah, exactly. We can sit here and talk about what's going wrong all day long. We know what's going wrong. If you're watching this show, you're a hardcore Yankee fan. You know what's going wrong with this
and
team.
And I love you.
Yeah, we love you all. Glaber, this is crazy. I thought he had actually better numbers over the last 10 games. 310 with a 1.65 OPS over the last 10 games. Probably the Yankees' hottest hitter. Need something here.
Need something. Glaber, please continue on your hot streak. Even if the ball doesn't bounce your way, don't let that affect your bat. Please.
You're talking about in the field?
Yeah, in the field.
Making some...
If some weird stuff has happened defensively all over the place, really. But, you know, Glaber sometimes tends to let that kind of get into puppy dog mode and affect the rest of the game. So I don't like that.
No, we want good Glaber to show
I want up. Great Glaber.
Great Glaber. I love Carry the Glaber. Team. Carry the team.
Yes.
Also, Rodon is starting his minor league assignment. Why did I show that? What was that?
That's embarrassing. That's why did I show
why
that?
Why did you show that?
Are we doing sound bites?
Yeah, let's do some bites. You got anything good?
I think that's the one I have there. All right. They're putting dolphins in the chat.
Dolphins in the chat.
Put a dolphin in the chat.
Dolphin,
it's me.
That.
I have had no sex.
Okay.
Well, when you go winless up in Fenway, you don't deserve any.
They're probably not doing any of that.
The stakes, they're high. I enjoy them.
That's from today.
That's Garrett Cole.
That's Garrett Cole that today, right now. Heading into this game on June 20th. Season on the line, the stakes, they're high, 39-33.
Tommy says Joe's undefeated as a co-host in Talking Yanks pregame. I don't know if that's true.
That's true.
But if Tommy says
BBD
it,
has a spreadsheet with every
he's looking at it right
he,
now.
He's got homer draft standings. He's got win-loss.
It was the Blue Jays set, looks like, last time you were here with Rourke. What happened then?
We got a boxing question here. James Henderson, Dan, Spence Crawford to not go the distance. I actually think it's going the distance. I would hammer the over. That's going to be like 10.5, I think, the over there.
Crawford.
Yanks won 3 out of 4 that series, so points to Joe's.
What's the next segment we usually do? Pitching path to victory? Let's path a victory, Joe's. I'm pulling up the Yankees bullpen usage via RotoWire.
And there's an off day, so...
Driven. Electrified.
Some built-in availability.
Built-in availability. I feel like everyone should be available.
Cole.
Only guy who I think is unavailable, Kinger, 36 pitches Sunday.
Right.
Yeah. Probably staying away from King.
Got to see King's dad. Apparently a newsman.
Yeah.
Newsman.
Yes. That part of the ESPN interview I liked, and then I forgot it was bases loaded.
Right? Same. Here.
Oh, game set.
I forgot it was
I was like,
bases
oh, cool.
Loaded.
King's dad.
That
wow,
was
they
a
surprised them.
Game interview. And
it
then
was.
They surprised him. Then I was like, wait, what?
Bases loaded.
Bases loaded, one out.
Catcher's interference.
So Wandy threw 7 pitches Sunday. He threw 0 Saturday, 0 Friday, 0 Thursday.
Were any games?
So Wandy has got some bullets in him.
Since the first Met game?
He's available.
We got our ace on the mound. Let's get 7 from Cole.
Let's get 7 from Cole.
Can we pencil that in?
I like that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pencil it in right now.
Let's take a look. Yeah, we got a pencil?
Jake's sunglasses. You know who's even fresher than Wandy?
Who?
Clay Holmes.
Why is he not even on my list?
He hasn't pitched since Tuesday.
He's not even listed on this site. He's been looking good.
Completely fresh.
He's been looking way better.
Yeah, it's fun. Keep finding positives. He looks like he's back to first half last year, Holmes.
I like it like that.
Yes, I like it a lot.
I like it a lot.
Yeah, so let's think that let's really path a victory and go Cole to Wandy to Holmes.
There should be three pitchers pitching tonight.
Yeah. Pick That's your eighth it. Inning guy.
Yes.
In an ideal Cole, world.
Eighth inning, ninth inning.
We're not pathing a like long, arduous game here. We're pathing a victory.
Yes.
Cole hands the ball literally into Wandy's glove. Wandy hands
it. Yeah, it's not even like Sinatra. Cole is the one taking himself out.
Sinatra. Even though they play you Sinatra know, when they lose, too.
Don't like you know, that. I hate that.
You know who I'd love to get the eighth inning tonight?
Who's that?
Yeah, who we haven't gotten to use in a path to victory? Tommy Canely.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, he's been pitching really good, too. He's been pitching great.
Love, I love
Very low change. Key Canely this yeah. year.
Canely, yes.
What's his I think we'll role see more right of
him.
Now.
I think they're holding the reins a little bit, and then they'll let him go maybe post All-Star break. You know, they want
yeah, they're
sure
in survival mode with him until then.
Yeah, basically.
BBD, you going to the game tonight?
I'll be at the game tonight.
Nice.
I would like to go to the game tonight. But
that's like when Joe, when the Batman puts out the bat signal. Joe's just put out like a bat signal that
you think so?
He's gonna check his DMs and be like, "Yo, I got you, man. Come sit in the gym beam suite."
Are people? Gym should I tweet suite. That?
Yeah. What like do you mean? Should that's what game. You always do.
I'm gonna do that right
don't
now.
Act like this is something you've never done before.
I don't think it'd be a first.
I'm doing it right now.
I am going tomorrow. Legend seats. Going with my beautiful girlfriend.
Thanks for inviting me.
And her cousins. Her cousins own restaurants upstate and like a beer distributor.
Oh.
Once a year for all their great business. We'll give them a Legends night. So we got first row Legends, first Whoa. Base side.
You know what that means.
Taking Joe's McFly.
And you're going to be taking the over.
Tonight. Tomorrow.
Tonight.
Tomorrow. Tomorrow. Well, no, you're going tonight.
I'm going tonight, but I don't have a pick.
That's true. Well,
what is the over under? Let's take a wild stab at it. Over under, okay. My guess. My
Gerrit Cole pitching.
Gerrit Cole pitching.
Kirby.
Kirby's a really good pitcher, too.
Just diced us up.
5.5.
That's low. 7.5?
7.
Wow. Ooh. That was really low.
Awesome. 5.5 is those. Crazy.
Five and half We're is knocking like, this out early.
We're flying yes. right now. We're flying.
We did.
You guys draft?
We didn't draft. Bro.
We didn't draft yet. We went a little bit out of order. We're a little like overzealous.
Did I miss it?
We're a little kooky right now.
We didn't draft yet. Hold on.
I'm thinking about tomorrow being at the game.
Not yet. I was gonna.
Tom Ace, I agree with you.
It's a little early.
Liza Minnelli's version of New York, New York, when they lose, but she complained. She did. She's like, I understand why Liza Minnelli would complain about that. She doesn't want to be associated with like losing. That. Like, they should just play something else. Like,
Yeah, people. I see people on Twitter suggest the other Sinatra song. That's life.
That's life.
How about My Way?
That's life makes more sense.
Well,
sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down. Sometimes you're left.
But the Yankees like that they did it their way.
It's, if there's one thing that
if
the
they
Yankees,
lost their yeah. way.
If the Yankees front office had a song, it would be My Way.
You don't change who you are.
Facts.
You're not going to let circumstances of a situation change the way you're planning to act. So.
Right. Why would
That's what
you?
I learned
hey, Joe,
today.
Joe, want to sing?
Homer draft, it's the Homer draft.
It's the Homer draft. We do it every show.
Do it every show. Who's going first? Are you flipping a coin?
My log has Joe's McFly as the first pick today.
Go.
Excellent. Go Aaron Judge, I wish.
Oh, God.
No.
Be quite a pick.
I almost like put it in. I almost wrote it down.
No.
Not even I can get that one right.
I think that coming back to the stadium. Damn, I didn't look at his numbers, but it's coming into this series, I think this guy's starting to find his swing.
Say it.
Anthony Rizzo.
That was my pick.
Coming back to the stadium.
He's going deep tonight.
Righty on the mound. I'm going Don Antonio Rizzo. Book it.
I'm going to go.
It's
a really good pick. I was going to go with that, too. I'm going to go with another lefty who has never let me down.
Oh,
this
no.
This lefty made me.
Man. Billy McKinney.
He made me the bell of the ball, the Talking Yanks party. Which turned out to be, could be, the Talking Yanks party could be like.
That was a legacy night.
Yeah, the funeral. Not for me. For Aaron Judge when he ran into the wall.
We haven't seen him since.
We have not seen Aaron Judge since the Talking Yanks watch party at the Taylor.
Let's have another one and bring him back. It's the resurrection party.
down for that.
Lost in the shuffle of the Boone app. He dropped a, I hope he's back before the All-Star break.
And then I heard Meredith Marakovic, we don't know if this was a slip or whatever, she said, the Yankees expect Aaron Judge to be back sometime this season.
Oh, jeez.
And then they were, like, dissecting it on my drive-in. They were like, do we think she slipped? Or, like, I mean, well, she's trying to be, like, cover all her bases.
He will be back.
Yeah.
Is that what the point was?
With that being said, I'm taking Jake Bowers, who has never let me down, who's made me a genius.
Mm.
I'm going to name my firstborn son Jake Bowers Kenobia, because he will hit a home
run. So his first name is just going to be Jake Bowers?
His middle name will be Bowers.
Ah, okay.
Jake Bowers Kenobia.
Home run. You have another pick.
I do have another pick. I'm going to go with another lefty, William McKinney.
Mm, that's a good
one. He hasn't found his home run stroke just yet.
I actually like that one. I was actually looking to pick him in this game.
Plays hard-nosed baseball. Jake Storielli loves Billy McKinney. He will name his son
Billy. He looks, I don't know why, Billy, but he looks like Paul O'Neill a little bit to me. I might be wrong or off or whatever it is, but
that's where it ends.
It's a Jake Bowers revenge game, of course.
So yes.
Right. That. I think I picked him.
Yeah, he homered against Seattle last time.
I picked him, too. Me and Bowers get along, baby.
Three lefties in the lineup. All three have been selected.
All three have been selected.
Joe's, you have your pick of the litter amongst the righties.
I like that. Let's go with someone with some opposite field pop.
Pop. All right, pop.
I'm going to go with, he's first day back, Bader. Why not?
Does that?
Someone in the chat says he's going 3-for-4. And he might. And he has like a flair for a dramatic.
Yeah, I was about to say that. Yeah.
You know, so I'm with him. You know, coming back with a bang. Bang, bang. Bang. Like it.
Bang.
He loves homering in a big
bang. Spot. Bang.
Ow.
Mike Breen.
Ow. Ow.
Mike Breen. We already did the over under.
We gotta get that as a soundbite, by the way.
What?
Did you guys give your over under picks?
No.
We just told you the line is 7.
We did.
We gave people time to think about it. Yes. Under.
Today, it's 7.5. Sorry, Jake's watching. Today, it's 7.5, so I'm actually going to go with, you know what? Over.
Life's too short to bet the under. I got the under. They just don't score runs.
They're coming.
The sheriff in town.
Don't come into the... You're taking my laptop?
Oh, my God. Jake Storielli just entered the room and just left the room.
How did I get my research?
With Joe's laptop.
That's crazy. He left his Celsius.
Joe's had his premonition written down.
On that laptop?
On that laptop.
I did.
And
I
now
think
it's
I,
gone.
I think I memorized it. Okay. That hurt. All right. So what I'm premoing right now, what am I thinking about? What do I see? Gerrit Cole fields a chopper from J-Rod, double play, gets out of the inning. Like
Gerrit Cole?
Yes.
Fields a chopper.
Like hit right back at him.
Throws the second.
First out, double play, gets out of the inning.
Gets a little fired up.
Comes off the mound and says, woo, the stakes.
I like that.
Stakes.
And he just devours a banana.
Love that. And then just straight inhales and deep throats the banana.
Oh, my God.
Gotta get the potassium in.
The kid's watching. My premonition is tonight's going to be the fastest Yankee game of the season.
Oh.
Yankees will win. And we're looking at 2 hours, 4 minutes.
2 hours, 1 minute.
2 hours, 1 minute. Not a sub-2-hour game.
Okay.
Those are very rare this year. Okay. There was someone almost got it recently. But the ninth inning, there was someone got on base. They're on pace to be an under 2 hour game. Yankees are gonna win one of the quickest games you've ever done, Sid.
You got a final score in your mind.
BBD is gonna be home in his bed by 10 PM tonight.
Ooh.
Actually already sleeping, so he showered and everything.
Fastest
game
of the year.
I would line up with your under. Bowers solo shot.
Bowers solo shot. McKinney solo shot. Cole, 8 innings to Holmes. half of our pitching path, 2-hour game.
Oh, do you know how happy I'd be if I could BBD's be home
in his bed watching? 10.
That's good.
I think you should leave for the 8th time through.
You think I haven't watched it 8 times yet?
Yankee post game starting at 9:30, 9:10.
They almost have to run into the office and wake up Bob Lorenz, who like takes
he was in his 6th inning yeah. snooze.
He always takes a nap during the 6th, 7th inning. His body, he's been doing that job for so long that he just automatically falls asleep what should be around the 6th inning. But since this game is so fast, it's the 9th inning. And Jack Corey runs in there and starts shaking him. Wake up!
I think he's upset with the new rules then. I didn't even know that he does that.
I made that up. But would you be shocked? Lorenz, that guy is freaking so cool and just a TV guy.
He's a machine.
He really is. He can do that. I bet you can do that job in his sleep.
Yankees win.
Yankees win!
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.